Hey Zen friends, welcome to Crazy Zen Life. I'm your host, Brittany Swan.
And I'm your host, Shannon Kessler. Join us as we navigate life on and off our yoga mats.
This is a podcast about mom life, boss life, and body life.
Real conversations about self-discovery and the journey of becoming more mindful in this crazy Zen life.
Welcome back, Zen friends. So it's a new month, and if you're new to the podcast, I wanted to invite you to say welcome.
Welcome, Zen friends. We like all of our new friends, all of our old friends.
Yes.
We love them all.
And if you're an old friend, glad you're back.
Hey, girl. Welcome back.
Hey, girl.
Glad you came back.
It's Monday. It's Monday recording day. I'm happy to be here.
I am too.
So Shane and I did something really kind of funky on the way home from working out today. We listened to the Perfect Strangers theme song.
And y'all remember that show, Balky?
And if anybody is like nodding their head, you're a child of the 80s.
Yeah.
And that is a sleeper hit.
Oh, man. That song is so good. I mean,
so good.
And it was funny because I probably haven't seen that show in 25 years, I'll say. Yeah, I'm not even sure. But you put that song on and immediately my brain was like, singing the words.
Singing.
I'm like,
she literally does sing all of them. I was like, dang.
How did I know this? It's just been stored away in my brain, just waiting for its opportunity to come out.
Then it just moved up to the front.
It did. And now I can't unhear it.
And then, I know, now I've been singing it all morning. But the funny thing was, it tied in all the things of the quintessential 80s theme song.
Like, yeah.
The messing around with the revolving door, you know, opening the newspaper. Like
on a street corner, just in a whim. Because that's when you read a paper is on the street corner, I think. I'm not sure. Maybe in the 80s you did. I don't know.
Such a great, you know. Balky on the back of a wagon. Like, that's just normal. It's just really, I love that show. Love that theme song.
I do too. That's such a good one.
It's so weird.
No, it's great.
So anyways, we had an Instagram post last week, and we kind of hit a milestone.
Not kind of. We did.
We did. We did.
Totally.
We did.
We've been so excited to, we've been saying how cool it would be. Like, man, oh, when we get to 10,000 downloads, like, that's going to be, like, a really cool place for just us to realize, like, okay, yes, we're doing this. Mm-hmm. And we could have, we said this, like, after we got 4 downloads. We were like, 4 people like us? They're just curious.
Because we feel like there's a power like, okay. of one. There's a power in just one person listening to it. Now, hey,
absolutely.
Mom, that's you. Yeah. Cool.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Mona.
Appreciate it. So it was really cool to see that happen. And something that Brittany and I love to do is to celebrate the milestones. And for us, 10,000 downloads was a really big one. And we felt really accomplished with that and super excited. Mm-hmm. And it kind of led us into a, you know, how can we be more accepting of things that happen to us and not the bad stuff? Like, we always question the bad stuff and we always, I think, tend to downplay the good stuff. I'm like, oh, it can be better. It could be. And like, no, wait, just wait right there. In this moment when the good stuff happens, say it out loud.
Say it out loud.
Yes.
Yes. And I'm more the numbers person. And so that's where I'm like, I keep track of it. Which you have to have one person in a duo that does that. And I was sitting here on a screenshot, and of course immediately she's like, oh my gosh. And I'm like, and, you know, if you equate it to 10,000, I said, that's a lot. So it was a big thing for us, and we wanted to show that love. So thanks for giving us that love back.
Yes.
We really, really appreciate it. We appreciate every single download, every single listen, high five, heart, like, whatever. All of it. So we want to drop in some tips to how to love yourself a little bit more today.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's the perfect time. It's February. Everyone's, you know, thinking about Valentine's, and there's hearts everywhere, and there's just, you know, it's like the month of love.
Yeah. I'm
like, well, yes, thank you, February, for reminding us that. But we want to be more intentional about loving ourselves all the time and not just during the month of February.
And Shannon, is that easy?
No.
Because
sometimes
easy?
I feel like I can be my own biggest critic, and I think a lot of people will feel the same way, where you will scrutinize a decision that you made or why you did it this way, why didn't I do it this way? And that just becomes, you start to overshadow what it is the accomplishment is. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it's always easy to love yourself. Mm-hmm. I think I'm starting to understand that my personal love story with myself is really cool, and I get to write it every page.
Every page.
So I'm like, here we go.
Interesting that every page is your page.
Yeah.
It's not someone else's page.
Exactly.
You don't have to, you know, look at someone else's page and be like, oh, I'm not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
Which has been so eye-opening for me in my 30s.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I like each and every little.
Your chapter one shouldn't be compared to somebody else's chapter 20.
No.
Because they've got a lot more ahead of you, and that is okay. Because their journey is not yours. That's okay.
And the older we get, too, we take on these, like, bigger tasks. So that's why I think it's even more important as you go back to, like, celebrate those milestones. And is that which one that you had on your list to love yourself?
I have more notes today, Brittany. Look at me. I'm just...
Number three, we have notes.
We have more notes. Yes. And celebrating yourself is very, very important because, again, you are the ones making these decisions. And whether you have, you know, great support behind you or the lack of support behind you, you accomplishing a goal is just that. You accomplished a goal. Mm-hmm. It could have been just to get out of bed this morning and brush your teeth. Mm-hmm. That can be a goal, and that is a damn good one. Great. You checked it off, girl. Seriously, celebrate it. Because, I mean, that it took courage to get to that point. So I don't think that, I mean, it doesn't have to be you wrote a book and it was, you know, you debuted on the New York Times bestseller. Like, that doesn't mean that if you wrote a book and you didn't debut on the New York Times bestseller, that your book is any less worthy of anybody's attention or reading it. Mm-hmm. If you wrote the book, celebrate that. Like, every word, every sentence, every chapter. Every time you use the Oxford comma the right way, like, celebrate it.
Still figuring that one out. Like, when do I use it? When don't I?
Yeah. So I think you have to be able to celebrate you and not worry about what it looks like to anybody else.
This is true. And going back to that, you know, milestones of just getting out of bed, if that is your journey, then what's tomorrow going to bring? Maybe it's, I want to take a shower. You know, those deserve to be highlighted. And celebrated.
I mean, I can remember. It does. You know, being a new mom with Ruby Jane for the first time, I mean, there were days where I'm like, I'm still in the same pajamas. And tomorrow, my goal is to get out of these. And I put new ones on, which was great. But it was like an hour by hour. Like, am I going to do it? How's this going to go down? And there were days where I'm like, gosh, I can't get to nap time fast enough. And then sometimes nap time would get here and I'm like, that was so fast today. What happened? You know, but again, every day is different, but you got to celebrate it as they come.
I do agree. And I love how, well, hold on. The people you're most connected to are the ones you're most hard on. So you're most connected to yourself. Mm-hmm. So you know how you respond internally. You know how you deal with situations internally. Mm-hmm. So a big one for me was you being honest with yourself in time. So, and this takes a little bit of work. Shane and I have been on a self-reflection journey for, I don't even know how long, but we are constantly batting things back and forth to each other, which I love. And I'll go into that in a minute. But when you're really honest with yourself and with your self-awareness journey and things that you want to work on, I think that you can better understand yourself and how you react to different circumstances. And I'll give you an example. So say I'm having a conversation with Landon and he responds to me in a certain way. And then I take offense to that. Well, me knowing, I'm like, I can be hypersensitive in these circumstances. Mm-hmm. And then I reflect on that. And I'm like, well, is it valid? And where was he coming from? So knowing that about myself and doing a little bit of honesty check, I'm less reactive and more compassionate. I'm like, okay, well, I see where he's coming from. Let's just try to solve this in a different way.
Right.
Instead of being like, what do you mean by that?
Yeah.
So being more honest with yourself and like where the work needs to happen.
Right. And that goes along with like being so prepared, like, and not being prepared in an argument, but being prepared in how you now understand how you can take and receive conversations and information. Mm-hmm. But being so prepared that you respond instead of react. Because if you're not ready to have that hard look on the inside, it's all you do is react because you're just triggering off and things that are setting you off, you are immediately throwing on to other people. But when you start to take that self-inward look, you're like, okay, well, why do I respond that way? Like, why do I react with the lash out of like, no, I didn't, or why am I so defensive, or why do I question this, or whatever it is, are you able to take a beat and like, okay, why did I react that way? And then you can internally say, okay, this is why when you come at me this way or when I hear it this way, this is why I react the way I do. Mm-hmm. So it's, again, that self-discovery and kind of that long journey of peeling back the layers of like, okay.
It does help, though.
Here I am. Yeah.
It does help because then you're less judgmental of yourself moving forward.
Yes.
Because if you're less reactive, you're less likely to second guess your actions, which is another way to love yourself, mm-hmm. which you go to just self-talk. And yes. I know that that's what was on.
Yes. So it's really important to understand the voice that you talk to yourself in is the voice you hear most often. So if you're constantly putting yourself down and like, God, I'm an idiot. Why did I do that? Or like, I'm such a bitch. Why did I have to say it that way? Or, you know, I'm so stupid. Or hold the phone. Like, we're all allowed to make mistakes. You don't have to beat yourself up because you made six in a row. You don't, I mean, it's going to happen. So mm-hmm. kind of going back to what we said in a previous podcast, like, give yourself more grace and less grump to get through that. Like, it's okay that you make mistakes, but the voice that you keep talking to yourself in is the one you're going to listen to. Mm-hmm. So make sure it's a kind one. Say the nice things to yourself because you are worth it. You are beautiful. You can do hard things. And it's okay if you have trouble along the way.
Right. Like, and be knowledgeable. Yes, you can be a work in progress, but still have so much perfection within you.
Yes.
You can be both of those. You can live in that duality, which we've talked to you about mm-hmm. in a previous podcast, which I love, the duality of life, mm-hmm. because it does give so much more permission in your life. Like, wow, I can still be, have so much growth over here, but so much more, you mm-hmm. know, I've already done so much over here, but growth is still happening.
Right.
So that's, and I love that inner voice. Mm-hmm. It starts there.
It does. It does. Do you ever have a, do you ever check your inner voice?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a lot better these days, but.
I'm pretty sure my inner voice, when I have wine, she's like, no, girl, you good. You got all that. You just keep on going. Don't look back. You're good,
like,
girl.
I think like 6 years ago, I thought it sounded a little different.
Yeah.
I think mine, yeah, probably is a little bit more, has a little more CS.
Yeah.
A little more salty. Yes.
I don't, I mean, I've had conversations with myself in the mirror before. Do you ever do those? Like in the bathroom?
Oh my gosh.
Your bathroom conversations?
Yes. I cry in the bathroom.
Oh yeah.
Mirror.
I laugh. Yeah.
Go ahead.
But I mean, I've had conversations like, especially after hard moments I've had with my kids where I yell or, you know, I'm reactive with them and I'm like, ugh. I'm not a good mom. What is going on? And like, you know, it's that moment that I'm having that honest moment with myself in the mirror. And I'm like, I wouldn't talk to my kids this way. Mm-hmm. Like, why would I talk to myself this way? Because I would never say this like, oh, you're not good enough to be my kid. Like, I wouldn't say that to my kids. So why would I ever say you're not good enough to be their mom? Like, stop. Just take a minute. Yes, you had a hard conversation. Yeah. It's like you get a pop quiz and you failed it. Doesn't mean you failed the class. Like, you're like,
long
oh,
game
you know,
here. We're in the long game.
It is the long game. So it's okay that your self-talk, your voice will sound different. And it's, I mean, if she's growing with you, great. Mm-hmm. But as soon as she starts to get negative, you need to talk to her.
You're like, girl, I totally agree with that. Going back to crying in the mirror. So yeah. The other day, this is really funny. So Luna was losing her shit about something.
Yeah.
And so she was crying. So Landon picked her up, but he was like cradling her so she was facing out. Mm-hmm. And wanting to calm her down, he like takes her into the bathroom and like shows her herself crying.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no, girls like that. I was like, that's not going to solve anything. He's like, girls like this? I'm like, yeah, it's a thing. And she did. She's like, and then when he walks away, he's like, she's like, oh, take me back. Yeah. It was really funny. It's so true, though.
It starts young. It starts young.
Yes. But listening to the inner voice is key. I think the biggest thing that I tell myself is that I don't have anything to offer sometimes, or I lack validation. Mm-hmm. And that's my inner. That's where it triggers for me. And then I just reassure myself, like, well, like I said, like the power of one, or mm-hmm. at least I'm getting up, at least I'm showing up, at least I'm in the arena, like Brené right. Brown says. So that's where I find the best self. Like, don't worry, girl, you're still mm-hmm. showing up.
Right.
So
yeah.
Even if it's not like cheerleading
right.
all the time.
Do you feel like you are okay? Are you getting to a point where if you don't have something to add to a conversation or something that you're okay? Because I know before you've kind of said like validation is really important and you want to feel like you have something to contribute to a conversation. But do you ever feel like your silence is saying enough in a conversation?
Oh, I, you know, yeah. Recently, it was mm-hmm. just recently that was tested. I was out to dinner. Things were way over my head. Mm-hmm. I really didn't have anything to offer. And I wasn't going to talk just for talking's sake.
Yeah.
And just being more mindful of my words. And normally I would have been kind of put in a position to where insecurities would have definitely come to surface. Mm-hmm. But I kind of squashed them down. I noticed it happening. I was like, wait a second, I'm good. I just don't have anything to offer. It's not a big deal. Like, anything I say is not going to be what the others are contributing.
And they're not looking down upon you for you not contributing to this conversation.
Right, right. And then I could offer things in other ways, but mm-hmm. I wasn't, whatever I had to offer would not really add in addition. So,
did that feel good? Were you like,
It did. It did. It felt like growth. I was like, oh, okay. So I don't have to force. We talk about forcing a fit. It is exactly. I was like, I don't have to force a fit in a conversation.
Yeah.
Which was very therapeutic. Mm-hmm. I even went home and told Landon. I was like, I would normally be so upset about this, but I just knew like it just wasn't my deal. Right. And he's like, yeah. He's like, because you're feeling validation in other ways and you're taking your self-worth in a different light, direction. Yeah. Which is what we also want to talk about, self-worth.
Yes. So having self-worth and understanding that you have value is essential to that like self-discovery and that self-journey. And I think a lot of people on the journey find it and you're like, oh, okay, this is great. But knowing that to love yourself, you have to understand that your self-worth is valuable. And it could, I mean, even if it's just to you that you find value in it, that's all that matters. It doesn't mean that anybody else has to give you accolades in order for that to happen. Now, I feel like a lot of us feel good when we get the accolades. Like, mm-hmm. that does help with validation and self-worth. But knowing and understanding what you bring to the table is really all it takes.
Do you think that's challenged in today's society?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's, I mean, there, it doesn't come with an age. And it doesn't come with, I mean, I think it just comes with, like, experience of knowing what you are allowing yourself to feel accepted for. Mm. Like, some people will feel like my whole life's work is to teach other people how to play the clarinet. Mm-hmm. So it, for them, like, great. So if every person that they get to teach walks around, you know, playing a badass clarinet solo, then that's their self-worth. But what maybe they don't see on the process of that is, like, you took these kids on this journey that didn't know, you know, how to even play an instrument from day one. But now they're doing, you know, they're doing their best to do where they are, you know, on that journey. Mm-hmm. So I think is it hard today? I think we should have
a mirror, and we're holding up that mirror all the time about, like, where we are in life and with social media. Yeah, there's like a different perfectionist.
Yes, and
mentality.
But again, I think it's weird. I think it's two different lenses, because some people I just don't think give a shit, and they're like, I don't care what other people think about me. I'm just gonna do my own thing. For some people, it takes them a lifetime to not give a shit what other people think about them. So it's, you know, it's really just where you are mm-hmm. on the journey. But also knowing your self-worth, this is something that I've recently been doing. I have written a love letter to myself, mm-hmm. and it's still something that I'm still working on. I promise I'll share it when it's ready. It's a good one. But for a long time, and I've, you know, talked about that I've had eating disorders in the past, and I had a really hard time seeing what my body was because I was so busy seeing what it wasn't. Like, I didn't have big enough boobs. My legs were too big and my nose is too crooked. And there's all these things that I kept seeing as, like, imperfections. But my body was like, girl, I got you. You're good. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I wanted it to be what it wasn't. Like, I wanted it to be smaller. I wanted it to be, like, to fit into this certain image. And my body was like, okay, I'll do that. But that's what you're asking me to do, but this isn't you. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, as I get older and as I get more, you know, self-reflective on where I am on this journey, I'm like, gosh, my body continues to show up for me every day. Mm-hmm. Like, it made babies, which is pretty cool. It made two of them. Thanks, body. Pretty awesome. You know, it continually does what I ask it to do. I mean, I ask it to bend in ways that it's like, are you sure? Mm-hmm. Okay, I won't break. We're good. But it supports
me. Stretch.
It lifts. It's, you know, I'm really strong. And, like, my body doesn't look at those things as what it's not. My body looks at things as what it is. Mm-hmm. And now I'm starting to listen to my body and understand, like, thank you. Thank you so much for 39 years of showing up for me every day and supporting me, never letting me down.
Right.
It's my turn to show up for you. And say thank you for all that you've done for me.
I think you do. I think you're starting to more,
Yeah.
You have a lot less I don't know what the word is, but you, yeah, you've,
yeah, I've taken off a lot. Yeah. Like there's a lot of masks that keep coming
our hands
off.
Are going, yes, up.
I know.
Coming
like, down. You guys can't like, see that. We're like pulling down the shades, pulling down, yeah,
like some, like it's like a release or I don't know what we're doing, but it's like when we do hand motions, I'm like, we're idiots.
On a podcast. They can't
we're
see
idiots.
Us.
Yeah.
They can't see us. But that kind of goes back to the whole, talking to yourself and tell yourself you're beautiful. Mm-hmm. Tell yourself when you feel like you look good in something, like, damn, I do look good in this. And if somebody else has a problem with you being confident in who you are and being able to say out loud that you are beautiful, give them a middle finger and mm-hmm. tell them to keep it moving, because that person is not for you. Mm-hmm. We have been told as small children, especially as females, our entire existence when we walk into a room, since the time we were itty-bitty babies, we're like, oh, she's beautiful. She's so precious. Look at this pretty bell. This dress is adorable. Those shoes. Ah. All of these things have been an outward just pour of, you know, compliments. And then I don't know what age it happens.
I feel like it's like 15, 16. It's like, well maybe 4.
I think even sometimes before, because even as, like, you're watching, like, a young girl go through that awkward phase of, like, oh, she's so beautiful. She can't see it yet because all she sees is what's wrong. She doesn't see all the things that are right. So it becomes, like, a really hard lens, because you can see it clear as day as an adult. This mm-hmm. is a beautiful child, and everything on the inside matches her outer beauty on the outside, but she's not there yet. That's, mm-hmm. like, her journey. It's part of that. Like, you got to let her work through it. But we're told, you can't say that you're pretty out loud, because then you're conceited, or she's so self-absorbed, or it's all, you mean, she just thinks that she is God's gift or whatever. You know what? It's not true. Like, I want to love myself, and I want to love myself out loud, mm-hmm. then I'm going to remind myself that I am beautiful, because right. if I can't say it, then I can't expect anybody else to say it either. So love yourself out loud. Don't be afraid to say you're beautiful, and just do it.
I agree. So, and that ties in with when you're saying things out loud. Mm-hmm. Say those to the people you love.
Yes.
Tell people where you are right now in your journey. You're like, you know what? I want to show myself a little bit more love. Mm-hmm. Because if you tell them out loud, number one, they'll be a little bit more honest with you. So when you're having that negative self-talk, or you're saying stuff out loud, or, you know, you're harder on yourself than you normally would be, they're going to call you out, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, this is not going along with your journey. You said you were loving yourself. What is that loving yourself? And
right.
it can even be your kids. I think your kids would be, they're the sometimes the best mirror of some things that you want to change.
They're like, oh, I see where you got that.
Oh,
it's not from your father.
So sorry. So how proactive and amazing would that be, is to tell them, like, you know, I'm going to start loving myself more, and I want you to do the same thing. Let's love each other more, and let's love ourselves more first. Because, I mean, the old saying is true. You can't love others unless you love yourself first.
No, it's true. And I love that both of my girls have done this, where it's like, you know, what are you thankful for? Who do you love? And both girls will write their names at the top of the list.
That's amazing.
And I'm like, promise me that will never change.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta always love yourself. First. You do. You've got to be able to love yourself, because if you don't, you're not going to be able to receive it from anybody else.
Mm-hmm. But letting others know
is
paramount.
Yes. And sharing that.
And being able, so side note. So Landon comes home from basketball practice, or a pickup game that he had the other day. And he played really, really well. And he has some knee issues and Achilles problems. And so he comes in and just so proud of himself. Like, and I push pause on the TV. And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, that's awesome. He's like, yeah. And I really showed up. And it was just so great. And he just, you know, was going through all these plays and that mm-hmm. I don't really understand. But giving him that space. And he even said, he goes, I'm so glad that I can say these things to you. And I have a person I can say these things to. And I was like, yes. I was like, and it doesn't have to be a marriage. It can just be a person like, man, I really rocked that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and allow them. So, and yes, saying it out loud to anyone, but just having that one person, I feel like sometimes is the best. Because he felt so much. He's like, I'm so glad I can tell you that.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't feel bad about it. Because I know you're like my biggest cheerleader. I'm like, I am.
Yes.
I am. Yeah. You know, so I felt, you know, at that moment, he was loving himself. Mm-hmm. And that was a beautiful moment.
Aww.
I know.
That's so sweet. I love that.
I know. It's like, go get your b-ball on, boy.
She's so good.
I know. Talk about stuff in our comfort zone. I mean, like, you know, taking on a new thing. Mm-hmm. But he loves it. He's been loving it lately.
Good. That's good.
Yeah. And I, so we also wanted to give like tangible ways to start loving yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, let's do a little homework, maybe get out a little notepad. Let's write these down. How are we going to start loving ourselves more today?
Yes. So we have a couple things. Creating time, making sure that you carve out time just for yourself. So that could be getting massage, getting your nails done. Maybe it's even just taking an hour to go and read a book by yourself that doesn't have pictures in it that you're reading to your kids all the time. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But scheduling it out and making sure that you don't override that time with something else. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't, you know, reschedule a doctor's appointment because something better came along. Don't reschedule your self time, like your self-reflection or your time that you've carved out just for you. Mm-hmm. Make it a priority. And it doesn't have to be every day, every week, or every month, but you do need to find time just for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Creating those boundaries. Mm-hmm. So, and it can be a place in your house, yes, too. Mm-hmm. Shannon has her closet.
Yep. My kids know if the door is closed, they don't come in.
Yeah. I think that's great. You've set up that boundary. Mm-hmm. It's a boundary that they all know and that mommy's taking a minute. Right. And this is my time. So it doesn't, you know, it can be whatever works into your lifestyle. If you don't have space, maybe just carve out some time. If you have a little bit more space and time, then take off for both.
Go for it.
Go for both. Go for both.
If you're doing a week in Barbados, let me know.
Hands up.
I'll come if you want.
You know, and I would also find like clarity. I think the home sanctuary people would probably be like, yes, please. Is that if there's one spot in your house that you want kind of kept clean. Mm-hmm. Like for me, it's the kitchen island. I think the chairs is the same thing. So maybe like something like that, like taking if it brings a little bit more clarity and a little bit of love around you, like take that time and to do that too. I feel like that always brings a little bit more copacetic.
Right. You just need you need a place to keep it clear.
One space.
Yes.
Just give me one.
We've kind of talked about this before, but tangibly celebrating a milestone.
Yeah.
So, you know, for me, it's probably going to be pouring a glass of wine because mm-hmm. I love it. But it could also be, you know, sounds crazy. I do have I know I've made it in my work moment journey when I was able to buy myself my first pair of like really nice expensive shoes. And I was like, that was on me. I loved it. It was great. And, you know, yes, that is a tangible thing I can touch, but it's what those shoes symbolized. It was all the hard work. It was all the tears. It was all mm-hmm. the sacrifices that went into it that, you know, that was a moment for me that I was like, yes, this is it. I'm celebrating this moment and here I am.
So every time you wear them, like, I've made it.
I've made it.
Yes.
Yep.
You're awesome. What do your shoes say to you? Yeah. I do agree with that. I mean, we've kind of already talked about that, but it's so fun to do that with other people too.
Yeah. I love it. I mean, sometimes it's, you know, celebrating with my friends is what, you know, in my family, mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I don't take any journey on this planet by myself. I have an amazing supporting cast that is there for me on the hard days and there for me on the great days. And nothing makes me happier than celebrating it with the people who have helped me get to where I am.
Yeah.
Like, this is amazing.
I totally agree with that. And we already did this one, but tell others.
Can you tell others? Sorry, I'm swallowing. I'm in the midst of like, hold on, is it my turn?
Your facial expression was really weird. I was like, where's she going?
It's stuck. telling others, that, I mean, that's a tangible act of kindness that you can do, or tangible act of love, like telling other people, mm-hmm. you know, again, thank you, or I love you, or you're beautiful, or damn girl, yes.
Damn girl, yes. And they hold you more accountable. They're going back to the honesty. They're going to be more honest with you. And maybe, just maybe, this might spiral them into a love yourself journey. Like, oh, I see her doing this or him mm-hmm. doing this.
Yeah.
Where can I work on? Where can I self-reflect?
I hope so. I mean, because people who show love and give love, I just feel like are just, they get it. Mm-hmm. You know, like they're not guarded as much. They're not as, they don't feel like a cactus. You know, they're not pricks. You know, they're just... Sorry, I love a pun. They're just warmer people, mm-hmm. and I'm like, I want to be on that. I want to be with warm people. They feel like sunshine.
And to bring science into it, because I love science. I mean, we're a community-based species. we're supposed to relate.
Mm-hmm.
And relation is the cornerstone. Like, we want to feel that we can relate to the person sitting in front of us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no better way to relate than saying, like, I love this. Can you love me more? And showing love back mm-hmm. and forth. I feel like that is, like, paramount.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
so
great.
So we also had another one,
mm-hmm.
which I like this one.
Yeah. No, this is great.
Which this one I... Funny part about this is when I wrote my notes, I was like, finish something. And Shannon's like, that's it? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, so you didn't want to finish that thought? I was like, nope. Because all you need is a period. Just finish something. So take on a task. Take on a project. Take on something, but finish it. Finish it, because there's no better gratification. And also, what you learn along the way in that process is so valuable.
Yes.
So you'll learn about yourself. You'll mm-hmm. question yourself. You'll question the motives. You'll kind of self-reflect. But that big growth part period is what you need in that.
You know what I want to do?
What?
I want to take a needle point class. Like, do you remember those? Sort of like, I you did should. That with both of my grandparents, like, back in the day. And you now mean, that you say, like, I'm just envisioning, like, the Crazies in Life logo and a little thing, like, on the wall over here. I want to do that.
I've always wanted to do, like, a Jackson Pollock painting. Like, just throw paint. Just throwing paint. I've always wanted to do that. That's mine.
Okay,
like,
great.
I'm like, can I just splatter paint?
We do have this, like, really super cool company. It's called Level Up Lou in Louisville that you can go and do, like, little projects like this. They do, like the hand painting. They find community leaders that will lead classes. We'll have to see if they'll do a Jackson Pollock painting / cross-stitching hybrid class.
That would be so much fun. I know exactly what you're talking about. Like, a little cabin with, like, Home Sweet Home.
Right, over the exactly. Top of it. But I want it with, like, the Crazy Zen. The arrow and the Crazy Zen logo.
We can make pillows. Throw pillows.
A throw pillow. Oh, for our chairs.
That would be
in the studio.
Stop.
Okay, see?
See, this is why when you try to finish something, what you realize. CZL housewares coming soon. We have a homeware decision.
Just a homeware. Yeah, we just add that to the list.
Add that to the list of things we wanted to accomplish.
Coming in 2021.
I mean, seriously. If we had pillows, they'd be all crazy.
I mean, right. But you know what, though? If we did...
They'd be punny.
They'd be punny, and they'd be durable.
Yep.
Because if they can get through 5 kids, 2 dogs, and a fish between our houses, they're going to last.
Yeah, I read this meme the other day. It said, throw pillows are adult stuffed animals. I was like, that's so true.
That is so true.
If my adult stuffed animals could stay on my couch, that would be a miracle. I was like, I guess I'm just going to pick the throw pillows up when everybody's 18.
Yeah.
They're on the floor.
They're just on the floor.
All the time.
All the time.
I don't know why I have pillows. I put them away.
It's to make a fort.
And they still make it back out.
It's the only reason we have pillows on our couches. The only reason the ones in my living room don't come off, like, because they're, like, sewn to the couch, like the white ones.
Oh, yeah.
That aren't white anymore. It's like brown. Like, it's not a white couch. Once upon a time, it was.
It was white. It's really comfy, though.
Oh, it's the great couch. It is great.
It's like you, when you sit down, you're like, I could take a nap.
You know what it is? It's a polar bear. Like, you know how a polar bear, like, you can tell it was white at one point in its life, but then it got all brown and, like, lived
it
in.
It swam some bad water.
Swam in some murky shit. And you're like, oh, sorry, buddy. That's the couch.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah. Had a bad run.
Yeah.
But. Right.
Taking a lot
it
of
is. It is really soft.
Couch, yeah.
I mean, like, every time I sit down, I was like, well, this is where I'm going to live now.
Oh, yeah.
Minus the stains around me. It's great.
Right.
But I also like what you said earlier about writing a love letter to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not love letter ready.
Yeah.
Which, totally get that. I would say, like, pick out, like, maybe 1 or 2 or 5 things that you really love about yourself. It can be internal, external. I told Shannon this earlier, like, I like hats. I think I look good in hats.
Mm-hmm.
I can wear a hat very well. I have a hat head. And I tell people that. I'm like, I look good in hats. So maybe that's step one. Start at the top.
Start at the top.
I don't care if you like your pinky toe.
Right.
But maybe that's where you start. Mm-hmm. Like, I like this.
Yeah.
And then see how that manifests within.
Right.
I'm like, okay.
And it doesn't have to be something, like, that you physically look at.
No.
It could be a quality that you have.
Internal,
like, you're like,
external.
I'm just a really good listener, or mm-hmm. I'm really good at paying attention. But just finding that quality and celebrating that quality out loud,
mm-hmm.
very powerful.
I can manage time well, which, if you can, give me a call. Or whatever. Like, things like that. I definitely think that that's worth a starting point, because I think I could do that a little bit more.
Yeah.
I'm like, where else do I like So that'd be kind of fun. Yeah. Fun little project.
That's a good one.
A little post-it notes to
yourself. I know. I was just thinking, I got some post-it notes in my office. I see some empty wall space in my closet.
We
think
share
I have a
brain.
New project.
You're like, I can just do. We did think the other day with a friend of having a map.
Oh, yeah. A CBL map.
Yeah, that'd
mm-hmm.
be kind of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Because I forget who we're talking to, but somebody was like, you know, do you guys have followers?
Like, where's
the, yeah, outside the, and we're like, actually, yes, we have quite a few global Zen friends that we didn't even know.
It's crazy.
Yeah, which is very crazy. So
like
I'm
in
like,
England and
map.
Spain yeah. and what Australia, Estonia.
Estonia, that's the one I'm like, what?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So every once in a while we get a little tick somewhere else. I'm like, yes. Hi. We love you.
Konnichiwa.
We can come record with you.
Okay. That's funny.
All right. So do we have questions today?
Do you have one that's ready to go?
I can.
Okay.
Maybe.
What's your favorite Super Bowl food, like, to eat at a party? Okay, this is the Virgo coming out in me. Because a Super Bowl party, I feel like you got to have, like, dips and, like, hearty apps. Whereas, like, if I'm going to a, I don't know, like a tea party.
You go to a lot of tea parties?
Well, I do have two girls, so we do some tea parties in our house. But, like, you equate that with, like, little finger sandwiches or, you know, something a little more dainty or, you know, like a brunch would be different. But, like, the different kind of parties that you go to, but do you have, like, a favorite Super Bowl dish or app?
Yeah, well, I didn't have this, and I've always wanted to try it, so I'm going to put that. Maybe I'm half Virgo. But the tater tot thing I sent you the other day with the tater tot nachos.
Yeah.
So instead of having a chip, it's a tater tot.
Yeah.
With all the cheese and the goo and stuff. I'm like, that looked really good.
Yes.
That looked really, really, really good.
This is where I would like all of those things, but I want my tater tot separate because a soggy tot is not good for me. I don't like it. I like a crispy tot. Crispy but, like, tot. If you get, like, all that gooey, like, cheese and stuff on top, then it gets, like, soggy.
No, I'd still eat the soggy. Yeah. I mean, you could blend it up and still probably eat it. So the flavor's there.
Well, that's okay.
I taste the flavor profile.
I love a tater tot. I like a good, crispy, yummy tater tot. And there is no better combination, in my opinion, than sushi and tater tots. If you've never had it,
it is
I'm
really
just
good.
I'm telling you, it's delicious. And this is why I like it, because I've had it before where I've done sushi and french fries, but this is where the chopsticks become crucial, because you can pick up a tater tot in one bite with a chopstick, and it's in, and you're like, oh, it's perfectly portioned, it's delicious. A french fry, depending on the size, it's either too big, too long, too soggy, too, and I'm like, weird beaver trying to eat a french fry. And you're like, what's going on?
And can I go by the french fry wagon? Who invented the steak fry? We need to take him out back. I hate a steak fry.
Really? Because Red Robin has steak fry. I think they're delicious.
Do you think those are? I do. Well, yeah, okay. The seasoning
helps. Because they sop up the seasoning.
yeah. Okay. I'll give Red Robin. But I do not like a steak fry. I'm more like a tot, or it's got to be like a shoestring.
Okay.
See, well, I like them soggy.
I like a soggy fry. And we've said this. Have we said this on the show before?
I don't know.
We've
said a lot.
I know. Because we talk about fries are like my preferred junk food of like the rest of my life. I mean, if I could only live off one food.
It's fries.
It would be fries.
But you know what, though? I think a salad and french fries is the perfect
combo. Exactly. Yeah. Right. I mean, I like a good balance like that.
I'll try the sushi with tater tots.
Sushi and tater tots is so good.
Okay, so going back to your original question.
Okay,
so the Super Bowl thing. So the tot, and then I just love the old-fashioned chips and dip, like the
French onion dip?
Yeah.
And a ruffle?
And a ruffle.
Mm-hmm. That is good.
I haven't had that in how long. Like, and my aunt is the only one I really liked her to make it. Like, she does something really special to it.
Okay.
I mean, it's like a blizzard. You can turn it upside down. It wouldn't move.
Ooh. That's got, like, cream cheese and mayo up in there.
I think so.
I think she bypassed the sour cream altogether.
She went rogue. But it's so good.
So good.
I was like, oh, I missed that. So, yeah, that would be mine.
That's a good one.
I know. Ruffles?
I love a ruffle. It's a good, thick chip, because you need a thick chip for those good dips. Yeah. I love a hearty dip. Like
a hearty dip.
Hearty dips are so good.
It's like a podcast name.
The Hearty Dip.
The Hearty Dip.
Welcome back to The Hearty Dip with Brittany and Shannon.
Okay. I got a question. Because we're heading into Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Do you guys celebrate Valentine's Day? Do you and Dan celebrate in your own way?
We celebrate with the girls. We take them out on dates for Valentine's Day.
That's nice.
Yeah. We always make it like a family thing. Okay. I mean, my husband and I do date night all the time. Like, I don't need one night of a year to be like, I profess my love to you. Like, that's called Tuesday in our house. I don't know. Like, we're just, we make a priority to make that stuff happen. So, no, I don't, I love Valentine's Day because I love pink and I love red. I love the combo. I think it's great. I love candy hearts. Do you know the candy heart company got bought?
No.
Yeah. I know.
Well, they need to up the consistency. They need to go back to the 80s, like, get that recipe back.
Yes.
I mean, maybe it's not FDA approved.
But, I don't know.
But they need to reformulate.
Yeah.
Can you take it back to the 80s? Because they suck now.
We have an original bag. Not from the 80s, but, like, from the original company. Dan found it. He's like, they got bought. So it's like, he went on Amazon and he bought all the candy.
Was it Brock's? Box? B-A-C-H?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but I don't know if that's what this company is, but the original company that invented the candy cart,
the little ones, because there's big ones too.
Yeah,
which I can't get behind those either. They taste like Pepto-Bismol.
Yes,
like you're eating the Tums.
They like dissolve on your mouth and shit.
It's really weird. I mean, I still eat it.
Yeah. What do you have a favorite Valentine's candy?
I do want to say candy heart.
Yeah,
I feel like those are favorite.
Candy cart. Candy heart.
Candy crush. We hope
you guys celebrate. Do you guys celebrate Valentine's?
No, we never have. Not even in the beginning. We're like,
yeah.
We just didn't see a purpose.
You know who does it great? One, I love that you can make reservations at White Castle. Like, that's a thing.
Stop.
Yes, they have a booth for you at White Castle. I think it's genius. I love it. But also,
White Castle is just.
I know, right? I love these people. I don't like their food, but I love the people. Like, I love the concept.
They have crinkle fries. You should like them.
They sell the Impossible Burger there.
I said that's what we're doing.
Okay.
Let's go to White Castle.
We'll do a Swan or a Meadowood Court date night.
We are pretty low budget.
We are pretty low budget. We'll be totally fine. But there's a local pizza place that will cut your pizza into a heart.
Is
it
Oh, yeah.
Beer Nose? Is that who does it?
I don't remember. I remember it. Papa Murphy's?
I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But that's pretty cute.
I think it's really cute. I'm like, that's adorable.
Oh, well.
I know.
Hope you've loved this episode, guys.
Yay. And don't forget to love yourself. And if you love us, go ahead and head over to iTunes and leave us a review.
You can rate us.
You can rate us.
I know those reviews are kind of taxing.
We'll love it. Share the episode with friend. We love all of those things. Mm-hmm. So
follow us on Instagram. But that is the number one way to show us love is to
share us with someone you love.
Yeah, share us with someone you love. Thanks for sharing your time with us. Help keep the CZL momentum going by rating our podcast and writing a review.
If you love what you heard in today's episode, snap a screenshot and post it to your Instagram stories.
Don't forget to tag us.